I can't believe we have made it this far. We have officially entered the celebration zone for our 1 year podcast anniversary. Yes, it has been one solid year of weekly shows here on the Inside Story podcast. I'm so excited. And we are kicking things off by asking our amazing listeners to share your big takeaways from the show. And we've made it super easy for you to do this. Number one, you can write us a review. The easiest way to do this is go to ratethispodcast.com/story. Once again, that is ratethispodcast.com/story. And then just tell us what you think. Tell us what your favorite episodes are. What have been your biggest takeaways? What do you love about tuning in to our shows every week? Or you can screenshot your favorite episode from your app and just simply share it to your social media by tagging us at Lightbeamers. We are at Lightbeamers on both Facebook and Instagram, so that's pretty easy for you to do. So we would love to just hear from you. What have you loved about the Inside Story podcast? What have been some of your favorite episodes? What are some of your big takeaways? And even more importantly, what are you learning about your own story as you tune in every week? So stay tuned for more celebrations on our social media channels. Again, we are at Lightbeamers on both Instagram and Facebook, and we will be doing some prize giveaways in the coming weeks. So if you do give us a review on ratethispodcast.com or you tag us and share something about the podcast on your social media, you will automatically be entered to win. We are giving away some nice cash prizes and some super cool Lightbeamer swag, as well as a few bonus story sessions with me. I really look forward to giving those away. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Literally, thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in each week. Every written review, every download, every subscribe, every share that you do helps us get our little podcast out into the world to more women. And it just helps us, get discovered so that other people can benefit from what we are sharing here every week on the Inside Story podcast. We are so excited and energized to keep going for another year and beyond. Hi, I'm April Adams Pertwee. I'm your host of the Inside Story podcast. I've been telling people stories my entire adult life as a broadcast journalist, video producer, and digital storyteller. These days, you can find me at Lightbeamers, where I'm building a community of women who are ready to step into their brave by sharing their story with the world. On the Inside Story podcast, I'm bringing you some of the best stories I'm discovering from both the women inside of my community, as well as from around the streets of the internet. Plus, I'm digging deep to share some of my own stories with you along the way. My hope is that these stories will help encourage you to examine your own story so that you can share it with other people. I have a motto at Lightbeamers: when we share our stories, we shine a light. So with that in mind, let's get down to business today and share the light found in this episode. Hello, 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 Lightbeamers, and welcome to our official anniversary of this podcast. Yes, it has been 1 year, exactly 1 year, since we have been recording the Inside Story podcast and bringing you episodes every single week. And today, I just want to take a minute to say thank you and to offer up a little bit of reflection. So even if this is the first time that you are tuning in and you have never listened to a podcast episode until this one, I invite for you to stick around a little bit and just let me share with you some of the big insights that I have had as I have spent the last couple of weeks really reflecting on this experience, both the experience of recording a podcast and also what I have learned from myself and the guest of this podcast. And that's exactly where I want to start, is my own reflections. Because when I started this a year ago, I have to say it was something that I wanted to do for a long time. I had helped other people launch their podcast, and I had been behind the scenes helping other people obviously share their story for those podcasts. And I always thought, man, podcasting would be such a great avenue for me because I have a broadcasting background. Obviously, podcasts are really built for storytelling. It's such a storyteller's platform. Yet there was a reason why I didn't start doing it right away. And that was mainly because of capacity, because I knew that I had such a high expectation of what I wanted my podcast to be and sound like that I wanted to have more support in place on my team. And once I finally got that support, once I started hiring a team and putting people in place that could help me manage the podcast, help me stay on course every single week and help me with the editing and all of those fun things, then I knew I was ready. And what I want to tell you that after a year in now, and even with having a team, even having some support, which I did feel like was pretty critical for me anyway, I will also tell you that it was still really hard. And I don't want to start with the bad news because I have so much good news to share, but I just want to be real and honest with everybody out there that I think podcasting is like the sleek and sexy thing to go do. And, you know, everyone these days is starting a podcast. But when you really look at the data and you look at other podcasters out there, anyone can start a podcast. I mean, anybody can start a podcast, literally, like get a microphone and, you know, a Zoom line. You could just record on your computer and off you go. Like you could be recording content anytime you want. But not everybody sticks with it. So not all podcasters last, right? In fact, even getting to this 1 year anniversary and talking with so many people, I've had such shock and amazement from others that, wow, you've done it now for a year, because those who are in the game realize what a big deal it is to actually consistently produce content every single week for a solid year. And what I will say is that it actually is just much harder than it looks like or that it sounds like, even with a team, even though I have so many people helping me, you know, do some of the behind the scenes stuff every week, that it is hard to every single week put out a piece of content that you're super proud of. And, you know, especially for me, I try to be super intentional. I want to be really thoughtful about how I curate my content. We plan these episodes in advance. You know, I really am making sure that the content overall is balanced. You know, we're not putting too many interviews in before we do some solo episodes. We're not heavy loaded on the solo episodes and not bringing you really great interviews. We really want to make sure that all of our content is balanced. And so we plan it in advance and we heavily curate this content and we pour over it. We think about it. And then obviously we record it. But 7 days to record a podcast every 7 days. And even though I batch some of this content, I will batch record. There have been plenty of times where I have done 4 interviews in a day and just recorded all of those podcasts in a row. And there have been plenty of times where I have crawled into my closet, on a Saturday afternoon so I can get some peace and quiet and record a couple of solo episodes back to back. I've done plenty of batch contenting or content creation, I have done plenty of batch content creation, but it's still something that comes around every single week. So for all of you out there that are listening to this podcast and any other podcast that you have now hopefully, you know, become habitual listeners to, I just want to say to you, it just takes a lot for a podcaster to show up every week and to create this content. Not that I don't want to do it. That's why I show up every week, because I do want to do it. If I didn't want to do it, I would have quit a long time ago because it's just too hard. But there's a lot that goes into it. So if you are friends with podcasters or you are listening to a podcast regularly, and this will bleed perfectly into my next point, I would say, please go leave those people a review. Because the next thing I want to say to you is that what I've learned about podcasting and how it's so different than anything that I've ever done, well, not ever done, because I've done radio a long time ago in my career, but it's sort of a lonely experience. You know, it's nobody is talking back to you. You know, like on social media, we can go live on social media and we can see the comments, or we can get people engaging with us while we're live. We can see the eyeballs. We can see who's there. We can see their names in the comments. Sometimes they'll talk to us in comments and then we can come back and engage in comments. Or, you know, in my community, the same happens there. Like, I really feel very much in touch with the members of the Lightbeamers community because I can see you. You show up, I show up, we're like hanging out together and it's all kind of the same thing. With podcasting, it's so different because here I am I'm literally looking at myself in my own camera because I record these on video. And I'm talking into a camera and I'm talking to myself, but I'm thinking about you as I'm talking, right? I'm not talking to myself because that would really wig me out. I'm really just thinking about you. But the problem is you don't have a way to in real time communicate back with me when we record these shows. So the only way we can really understand what is landing with you, the audience, is through your reviews or shout outs on social media, or, you know, you might send me an email or a DM. I've been asking a lot for the listeners of the show to send me a DM, because that's why I've been asking for that, because, you know, I'm over here in this like silo. I'm in this echo chamber and I'm only hearing April's voice. I'm only hearing my own voice. And so I will just tell you that your reviews and your reach outs to me on social media, your DMs, your emails, anything like that, that if you've ever done that, I just want to say thank you. Especially if you've done that, I want to say thank you. And if you haven't done that, then I would just implore you to think about doing that, because not because I want to, you know, get a 5-star review. Those are really nice to have, but more so, I just want to hear from you. I want to know who's listening. I want to know who's out there. And podcasting, you don't get the opportunity to see who is out there, to hear back from people in real-time format. So I have learned that podcasting is kind of a lonely experience because it's just you, a microphone, sometimes a guest, but the audience doesn't really have a way to communicate back with you. And I've always been in, you know, I've always loved live streaming on social media. I'm a big live streamer and I teach live streaming to other people, and I encourage people to get on video because of that, because I feel like there's so much connection that can happen when we can actually have a two-way conversation, even on social media. Certainly we have those two-way conversations in real life. So I like to create experiences where we can simulate that online. And podcasting is just not one of those experiences, because I haven't figured out a way other than to ask you to DM me or to put in a review or come chat with me in the community. I haven't figured out a way to figure out who the audience is of this podcast. I mean, yes, I get data, I get analytics, and I get all of that. I can see your downloads, all that good stuff. And we have a really healthy download statistic. You know, I know that we're getting good downloads. So that is encouraging and does feel good. But to me, that's just a number, you know, and I don't really care about numbers. I care about people. And so I'm so much more interested in who are the people behind those numbers. I hope that makes sense. So those are some of the things that have been sort of difficult or eye-opening or challenging about doing a podcast for a year. But I do also want to say there's been so many good things about it that's what I want to talk about next. But before I move on, I really do want to shout out some of the reviews that have been coming in lately, because we haven't done a shout out of reviews in quite a while. And we have some new reviews that I would love to just publicly say thank you for these reviews. Because again, as I just said, this means the world to me. When I see your name, and sometimes I don't even know these names because the way they show up on Apple Podcasts is they're kind of like code names, but it's a real person, and I know you're a real person, and I know a real person typed this and a real person listened to this. And that just means the world to me and to all of us here at Lightbeamers who work so hard and diligently on this show. So I want to start off with shouting out ERB Garden from the United States who wrote in, the headline is, "Where does storytelling belong in your business?" And she or he wrote, "When I first saw this title, it intrigued me to read on. As a small business owner, I learned so much from April about storytelling and how it builds a bigger audience, deepens relationships with customers, and gains new clients." Yes, I totally agree, because they get to see who we really are, and I invite you to check out Lightbeamers. Yay! Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here's another one. It says, "Share your story. Someone needs to hear it. If you have a business, this podcast is a must. Learning how to share your story is imperative in connecting with your audience. It allows you to be genuine, to be seen, and to be authentic. April will empower you to share your story unapologetically and connect with your audience. April has helped me share my story and take my business and life to the next level. Thanks for inspiring me, April, and taking my life and business to that next level." And that is from Enid 67. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I thought it would be fun to read some of these that a lot of people may not be seeing on their podcast app because they come from different countries. So we have reviews from Canada, Germany, the Philippines, and of course the United States. We've had reviews from so many different areas of the world. And this one is from David Delisle. He was just a recent guest on the show. So David, thank you so much for this beautiful review. I appreciate you. He says, "April does an amazing job connecting with guests and getting to their true stories. Not just the typical stories that we tend to always hear, but the stuff that really has shaped someone's life and made them who they are. If you like deep conversations that starts with something like, let's go back a few years, or tell me more about when you were a child, then you will thoroughly enjoy this podcast." And David is Canada. Thank you, David, for writing in. And then I'll read one from my friend Alp over in Germany. He's in Berlin. And he wrote, "I love this podcast. I just listened to the Darkest Moment episode, and wow, what a powerful message on so many levels. Yes, we don't have to travel alone, and everybody is unique and has a story worth sharing. Thank you, April, for your guidance and encouragement. 5 out of 5, I highly recommend this podcast." Whoa, that's amazing, Alp. Thank you so much. And it just means, again, it just means the world to me to get these reviews and to see what is resonating with you, to see which episodes are jumping out at you and how you're incorporating these techniques and these prompts that I share with you from time to time on the show, how you're incorporating them into your business so that you can get more visible and connect deeper with your audience. That's really what it's all about. And I just thank you all for all the reviews. If you've left reviews even a year ago when we first started this podcast, I just thank you so much. And again, I will just ask you, if this podcast or any other podcast that you listen to on the regular is making an impact with you, I highly encourage you to go leave us a review or other podcast host a review, because I promise you they soak it up so much. We just really is the juice that keeps us going. So I'd like to share a little bit about what I have learned that has been a really positive experience from doing this podcast for a solid year now. And I have to say, I'm really proud of the consistency. You know, that some people do 2 episodes a week. I know one guy, my mentor, George Bryant, for a while was doing 3 podcast episodes a week. And I would just want to say, man, hats off to you guys out there recording more than 1 episode a week, because it really has been, you know, creating a machine that allows us to do 1 episode a week. I don't think I will ever do more than 1 episode a week. I mean, I would love to in terms of like content ideas. I have 1,000 ideas of what we could be adding to the podcast, but I don't have capacity or space. And so I am super proud of the fact that we have pumped out 1 episode per week, every single week for over 52 weeks now. The only exception is we missed 1 week. We missed 1 week when I had COVID. That was pretty sick. So I gave myself permission to not record a podcast episode when I was lying in bed, trying to heal and get better. So other than that, then we have been here every single week for 52 plus weeks. And I am just really proud of that consistency. You know, I talk to my clients all the time and to my audience members about consistency, and consistency is a long game strategy, right? Like, you have to understand that you're not going to record five podcast episodes and then all of a sudden $1 million is going to roll in and you're going to have all this fame and fortune. And that's not even really my goal, but I do it because it's a creative outlet. And I knew I had things I wanted to share and I had things to say. And I love interviewing people, and this would give me a way to do that on a regular basis. And I really wanted to build my platform where I could share it with other people. So that's really more of my mission behind it and why I do it. But still, understanding that five episodes isn't going to do anything, you know, like it's not going to make a dent in things. You get to this point where you've been podcasting a year, you can really start to see that you're making a dent. And I can see that now. I can see the long game strategy is really paying off, because I do have listeners and I do get feedback, and people are coming to me because they heard something on the podcast and then they're asking me more questions about it. You know, like, hey, can you explain this a little bit more? Or, hey, you know, this is where I'm stuck. And it just creates those conversations that I'm really excited to have. One of the probably more powerful things of this podcast, and if you have been a listener for a while, then you will know that for me to record these solo episodes has been quite a journey. And it takes a lot for me to record solo episodes because the interviews are so easy for me to do because I've been interviewing people my entire career. And so I literally can do that with my eyes closed and like standing on my head. My solo episodes, I have to really pump myself up to do these. And it's not because I don't want to deliver the content to you. I'm always excited to get in front of the microphone and talk to you guys. I really, really am. And I, you know, I think I have something of value to share and I'm excited about that, but it's just, again, it kind of goes back to that lonely experience. You know, I'm sitting here looking at my computer and I just see me and I'm just in my office and I've got my microphone in front of me and there's nobody here like nodding and smiling at me. You know, when you're in front of people, they give you that verbal feedback and I'm just over here having to imagine that that's what you're doing. And I think that that's what is harder about doing the solo episodes for me. The other piece about doing the solo episodes is that I made a commitment from episode number one and on that I would be here to dig out my own stories. And I knew that that was going to be a challenge because, again, I've been the girl that's been in the interview chair her whole life. And I haven't been the one that is giving the microphone to myself to dig out the stories from inside of me. And that has been, that has been a gift. I mean, it is really starting to show up and pay off for me, because even just last week, this wasn't a podcast episode, although maybe I will turn the content into a podcast episode. But just last week in the Light Beamers community, we have this live streaming day every Wednesday. We invite the members to go live and to practice storytelling, and we give a storytelling prompt so that you can go live practicing the story. You have something to talk about. And the prompt that day was to recall a recent bad day and talk about something positive that came out of it, right? So that was the prompt. When I sat down to think about that prompt, it conjured up a story inside of me that I had never told anybody. And it has to do with when my dad died. And as you can imagine, it's a pretty powerful and emotional and touching story. And I don't know. And I just jumped on Facebook Live and I did it. I just went into the group and I shared the story very openly. And, you know, I admitted that this was the first time that I was sharing the story and it was probably going to be a little choppy and messy, but I didn't care. Like, the story needed to come out. And I thought about that afterwards because it was very spur of the moment. It was very much an inspired idea. I didn't plan that. I didn't like sit down the day before and say, okay, tomorrow, this is what I'm going to talk about. It was not that at all. It was really just me openly sharing. And I know that I was able to pull that story out and share it with ease because I've been practicing that on this podcast for the past year. I have been thinking about my stories. I have been working on pulling them out more. You know, basically all of the little wizardry that I do with my clients, I've been trying to wave the magic wand on myself. And these are the types of things that are coming out. And I'm really proud of that. I think that's what great storytelling is when we are willing to share our open and honest, raw truth. And even currently, you know, if you listen to last week's episode, you know that myself and 14 other women I have compiled and put together as a co-author collaboration, we are all writing a book. And I've been writing my own chapter. And the story that I have written for that chapter, I mean, a year ago, that would not have even been on my radar. There's no way I would have said to you that that was in my plan a year ago, because it was not in my plan. But I think, again, because I have been practicing storytelling, my own storytelling on this podcast every week, especially the weeks that we do solo episodes, that this is the result of what's unfolding for me. Like, more stories are spilling out of me, and they're coming by way of not only this podcast, but they are coming by way of live streaming on social media, emails to my audience, books that I'm writing. I mean, just amazing stuff. And this is what I know to be true, right, about storytelling, is that once we start practicing storytelling is going to show up for us. And that is really where it's at. That's where the I call storytelling a secret weapon. And that's what happens. And so that's why I'm always encouraging you all to examine your own story and to use this podcast as a kicking off point, to use some of our prompts and to listen to some of these interviews and be inspired to go and dig into your own story, and certainly to get into our community and to get into some of the things that we offer in terms of prompts and opportunities to share your story, because this is what can unfold for you also. It's not just me. This has happened for me, and it can happen for you too. And you don't have to go start a podcast. You know, that doesn't have to be the way that you do it. You can if you want, but it can come in many different forms. And so I'm really proud that I have pushed myself outside of my comfort zone to share more of my own stories. And then I have to just say, on top of that, we have had the most amazing guests. I mean, really so many amazing guests. And I want you guys to know that I do put a ton of thought into who's going to be a guest on the show. This is not one of those podcasts where you can just send me an email and get booked on the show. And I get a lot of those emails. And it's not that I don't want to meet new people. I do. But there has to be, it's really what I teach about storytelling, that once you've shared your story, you're going to make a connection with more people. And then from that connection, opportunities are going to open. The doors of opportunity are going to open. And that is where I am finding my guest, right? That's where I'm meeting people on the road and experiencing people sharing their story. And as a result, I connect with them. And then the next thing you know, I'm asking them to be on the show because I'm so connected to what they're doing. And so I have thoughtfully curated the guest for this show. And I do want to get your suggestions of who you think should be a guest on the show. And I want you to share those with me, but I want you to share the story. Like, I don't want a pitch. I want the story, right? And so, you know, that has been so cool to see just how I've been able to find guests. And a lot of our guests, as you know, come through our community, because that's a big promise of mine, is that I'm always going to share my platform with people in my community. And we do. We hold true to that here on this podcast. And I'm also going to be looking for people to come in who I think you're really going to benefit from hearing their story. You're going to learn something. You're going to glean wisdom. You're going to be inspired. You're going to get some of their expertise rubbed off on you. And like, you're going to learn something new. And I think that is just so powerful. So I do think we've had the most amazing guest. I can go back and look at, you know, in terms of downloads and statistics, I can see which ones have been some of your favorites, because those are some highly downloaded episodes or some with certain guests. And so we actually have that put together as like our top 10 most downloaded episodes. And if you want that list, send me a DM on Instagram and just say, hey, April, send me your top 10 downloads from the podcast. I want to see which ones those are. Then I will send it to you. We have it put together for you. So that's an easy Google Doc that I can send you that has a link to every episode, and you can listen right there from that document. Okay. So when I think about all the things that, you know, we've been doing over the year that we've been doing this podcast, recording this podcast, both recording solo episodes and we're having guests on the show, I want to talk about a little bit about what I've learned overall, and especially from the guest and even my own stories, is that it validates everything that I said in episodes 1, 2, and 3, I think. You know, I think I was kind of sharing with you my vision and sharing with you my philosophy on storytelling and what I know to be true about storytelling. And I can sit here a year later and say all of those things are still true. They are still true. Nothing has changed. What I know to be true is that everybody has challenges, right? We go through experiences that may look like disappointments, or, you know, they might be filled with regrets, or they might be perceived failures. But what I am learning, and I've always known to be true, is that it's how we push through those challenging moments to the other side. That's where the great story is, right? That's really where the story is born. It's born from the challenge, but it's what we do with those challenges and how we get to the other side of those challenges, which totally mimics the story arc that I teach. And, you know, looking back through all the guests that I've interviewed and even just some of the stories that I have shared with you on this show, that is all still true. That we all have challenges, we all have setbacks and failures and disappointments and regrets, but it's what we do with those. It's the dot, 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 right? It's the, and then this happened story. That's really where the good juice is. And so for you, when you are experiencing those challenges or you're experiencing those setbacks or failures or heartbreaks or whatever it may be, trauma of any kind, I want you to remember that this is just a story in the making. That's all this is. It's a story in the making. And what's going to make a really great story is what you do next. Yeah, we all have things happen to us, but what do you do next? What do you make of it? How do you rise above the challenge? That's where your story is being written, and you will have the opportunity to write a really great story. A really good friend of mine, a former client of mine, on the same day back in last week in the Light Beamers community, when I shared that prompt to share a really bad day and talk about something that's positive that's come out of it, my good friend John Weaver, he went into the Light Beamers community and he went live. And he was sharing a bad day that had literally just happened. Like, you know, this was on Wednesday and it had happened over that the weekend prior. So just like 3 or 4 days before that. And he was still in the bad day. He was still in the space of the heartbreak of it all, right? And he acknowledged that. And he said, you know, I don't know what the positive message from this story will be yet. I know it's coming, but I'm not able to articulate what that is yet because today I just still feel the heartbreak. But he acknowledged that even though that's where he was, he knew that one day he was going to look back on this and he was going to be able to tell the story fully of what that heartbreak led to. And I think that's what we all have to remember, that's what our stories will remind us, right? That when we have those bad days, when we have the challenges, we have the heartbreaks, we have the setbacks, we have the disappointments and failures and all those things, that this is just your story in the making. And how you respond to that story, how you respond to those things is going to dictate the type of story you end up telling, right? And I know that to be true. That's what I know to be true about storytelling. And like I said, after 52, 53 plus episodes, that is still true. That is absolutely still true. And I know that when I'm here with you a year from now on our second anniversary, and 4 years from now on our 5 year anniversary and beyond, I know that I will also be saying it again then. I just know it because that is the power of storytelling. It's just so beautiful. You know, we're going to continue here at the Inside Story Podcast. We absolutely are gunning now for our second anniversary. We're already working on it. And one of the things that I know we will continue to focus on is sharing this platform with members of our community. So if you're not a member of our Lightbeamers community, you're going to want to plug in over there, because that was always my vision, is to create, you know, like to really become like this media mogul who shares her platform. Like, I'm building this for you guys. I'm not building it for me. I'm building it for you. So I want to build these platforms. I want to build the community. I'm building the social media. I'm building this podcast. I'm building our live events, like our storytelling symposiums. I'm now building books, right? I'm building all of this so that I can share it with you, because it's not just my story to tell, it's all of our stories to tell. So like the 14 women that have joined our book project, we're telling their stories. Like the guests that come on this show, we are telling their stories. Like the speakers who come to our storytelling symposiums, we are giving them a platform to share their story. Inside the community, the free Facebook group, the Lightbeamers community, every Wednesday and every Monday, we give prompts because it gives you an opportunity and a space to share your story. And we will not stop doing that. So we will be continuing to record this podcast for another year. And I just hope that you celebrate all of this with me as a listener. And I hope that you're incorporating some of the things that you learn. If there is anything you want to share with me about that, I would love to hear from you. We are doing a podcast giveaway. So if you do write a review for us before September 30th, because this is just the date of what of where our anniversary is landing, if you record a review or post a review by September 30th, you will be entered to win something from our giveaway. If you've already written a review in the past, but you want to participate in the giveaway, you can also screenshot one of your favorite episodes and just shout that out on social media and tag us at Lightbeamers, because then we'll be able to see that as well. So then you can win. You can get entered to win the giveaway that way, because I know a lot of you have put reviews in the past, and so you can't write another review. So you can share it on social media, or you can write a review, or you can do both. We would love that. And then I will be making some announcements on October 1st after we get all of those. I don't know if we're going to do it right away on October 1st. We'll have to have some time to, you know, collect all of the data from everybody that has entered the giveaway. So within that first week of August or October, we will be sharing the winners of our podcast giveaway. We will be sharing that on our social media channels. So you will want to be following us on Instagram and Facebook. We are at Lightbeamers on both channels. And we're going to be giving away a $100 Amazon gift card. I'm going to be giving away some of our famous Lightbeamers swag. We've got our I Am a Lightbeamer t-shirts. We've got our coffee mugs. We've got some journals, and we have some other really pretty things that I'm going to be sharing. And I am going to be giving away a couple of bonus free story sessions with selected viewers and listeners of the show. So that is something to look forward to as well. So if you're listening to this in real time, current time, that you're not back here 6 months from now, but you're listening to this in September of 2021, go ahead and shout the podcast out or leave a review or do both, and then you're going to be able to be entered to win for our podcast giveaway to celebrate our 1 year anniversary of the show. Ah, I'm so excited. So thank you so much. Just really thank you from the bottom of my heart. Cause I mean, even just like recording this episode, I've been thinking of all of you and thinking about the names that I see on the reviews. And I just feel each and every one of you with us in the creation of this show every single week. And this is, you're the ones that we're doing it for. It's for you. And I get great joy knowing that, our words are landing in your ears and that you're able to do something with this content that we're sharing. And that makes me very, very happy, brings me a lot of joy, and it's what keeps me going. So here we go for another year, at least, of the Inside Story podcast. And again, reach out to me, send me a DM on Instagram. Tell me if there's anything specific you would love for me to record, you want me to talk about on the show, any of those things. I would love to hear from you, or you could just come say hi. You can just come say hi. I always welcome that too. And again, just a thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being with me today, for tuning into this episode, and for continuing to support this podcast and all the work that we do at Lightbeamers. It means the world, and it means the world that it's doing something for you too. So if you get one thing from me today, one thing at all, it's that validation that everybody does have a story, and that means you do too. So I encourage you to dig into your story and figure out ways to share it, because your story can and will be a light for other people. And that is what will make you a light beamer. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week. Have a great one, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to give it a review and share this broadcast out with your friends and family. Now, did listening to this episode make you think more about your own story? Are you wondering which parts of your own story are relevant to share with others? This is the question I get asked more than any other. How do I share my story? Which parts of my story are worth sharing with other people? How can I make my story relatable so that others can benefit from it? I've taken my simple process that I've used for years as a journalist and broken it down into a three-part storytelling formula that will help you discover the key components of your own story and how to share it. It's a free resource I've created to help you become a light beamer by sharing your story. Simply go to www.lightbeamers.com and click on the big yellow button on the homepage to download your story formula. I'd love to hear your story too, so be sure to join my free community on Facebook, the Light Beamers Community, and share your story with me. I can't wait to learn more about you and the story that's inside of you. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can get notified when our next broadcast is live. You will want to stay tuned to the stories we are lining up for you next. I promise they are so good. As always, Light Beamers, I'm over here cheering for you.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.